A lot of Latin.
What about if there's a lot of thunder?
Well, we usually just speak of it as, they were accompanied by thunder.
You don't ever hear the term like thunderstorms?
Thunderstorms, yeah. Mm-hmm. We use that too.
Okay. Talking about the word blow, you would say, yesterday the wind
blew.
Today, will the wind
blow?
Yes, in fact, it has.
It has been blowing all day. It has blown hard for the last hour.
Okay. What about the different types of rain? It could rain just real lightly. Then you seem to be falling. What do you call that?
Just a light sprinkle, we usually speak of.
Have you ever heard the term mist or anything like that?
Sometimes a mist, if it's just a very faint.
Well, what is a drizzle?
A drizzle would be a little more than a mist, I'd say.
Okay, what about?
It could wet you a little more, a little quicker.
What about, do you ever use the term sprinkling rain?
Sprinkling rain is pretty close to a drizzle. In other words, they're almost synonymous.
Okay. Talking about fog.
Fog?
You would say, if today is foggy, but it's not as foggy as yesterday, you would say that yesterday was,
a little less than a little less.
Yesterday was more.
Oh, you said about the yesterday
it was more
foggy than today.
Foggier
than yesterday. Yesterday was foggier than today.
Okay. As a matter of fact, yesterday was the
foggiest day we had.
What about a long dry spell?
Now we used to call it a
drought.
Yeah.
What makes a drought? Is it any certain length of time?
If we don't have rain for several weeks and the grass begins to dry up and crops begin to get dry, there's no question about that. We've got a drought.
Okay. Not quite long enough, or you know, the crops don't dry out quite enough for it to be a drought. What do you call it?
Well, a real bad dry spell.
Okay.
We always speak of it as a dry spell.
All right. But then there's been no wind, and suddenly it begins to make itself felt. After that long, you know, go all day without much wind, and then you feel a pretty stiff breeze. You say, "Oh,
the wind's beginning to come up."
Okay. And if it has been windy all day and then suddenly it stops, you might say the wind is...
The wind is settling down and it's beginning to get calm again.
Uh-huh. If it didn't snow, but if it's cold and there's a whiteness on the grass, you might say we had a
heavy frost.
Okay. Do you have any other terms for frost? You have heavy and light frost?
Heavy and light frost, and then of course we have dew that falls. It's not exactly like frost, but it sparkles on the grass.
Have you ever heard the term, this is I think mostly a northern term, but have you heard the term hoarfrost?
Hoarfrost. Now when it's a real heavy frost, you can see it on the rooftop.
Okay. If it becomes very cold and the ground becomes stiff, and the water turns to ice and everything, you might say we had a
freeze.
Okay. Now, talking about the word freeze, if when the temperature drops below 32 degrees, water
freezes.
Okay. Last night, the water in the pond
froze.
Okay. And the water hasn't
frozen yet.
Okay.